Joyce, first of all, many congratulations. I was just talking to Roy Hambleton-Brown. He said your batting's on a different planet at the moment.
I don't know about that, but obviously hitting the ball pretty well, and you know, we had as a team huge motivation to come here and win after a long time not winning. I think it's 32 years, and I've realised at the end of this game that I've actually never beaten Warwickshire in a four-day game of cricket. So it's a hoodoo off Sussex's back and a hoodoo off mine as well.
And was that playing on the player's mind at all? Was it an extra motivation?
Yeah, extra motivation, and I have to admit I was a little bit nervous this morning, more nervous than I was starting the last innings, because 330 is a lot of runs, and to be perfectly honest, you don't expect to win too many games chasing that last dig. But then this morning you did all the hard work yesterday, and you only need 50 odd to win with 8 wickets left, and you're just hoping that you don't make a boo-boo and lose the game in the end. But we were pretty comfortable there, apart from Rory did a great job last night and played some good shots this morning, unfortunately got out, but Mage came in and played very solidly as well, so we're absolutely thrilled.
That's really interesting. So, you know, professional cricketer, you really thought today there was still work to be done this morning?
Well, it's one of those pitches, it's a very slow sort of pitch, and obviously people who've batted on it for a long time have got the hang of it, but you just never know, the new ball's around the corner. You know, if I get out and you know Rory gets out and you've got two new blokes to the crease with a good spinner bowling and maybe a new ball, you just never know, you know. And in the first innings we were 170 for 3 and bowled out for 220 odd, so you just never know. And if you take your foot off the gas against a good team like these guys and get their tails up, then you're asking for trouble. So we just wanted to make sure when we chatted this morning when we turned up that we were fully on the ball, and I thought the boys were excellent in that way.
It was a very positive run chase as well, Ed.
Yeah, I think we spoke about knocking the runs off in tens, and that seemed to work really well for us. And when you're sort of working in runs rather than sort of trying to bat time, it makes you be a bit more positive maybe. And I thought, you know, the way we played Jeeton was very good. I thought we used our feet well even when we weren't, you know, maybe scoring, but it was putting him off. And we knew when we got the opportunity to score off the seamers we had to take it, because, you know, what you don't want is for it to take 120, 130 overs, because in that time you can give away 10 or 15 chances, and if they take those, they win the game. So we were hoping to sort of do it in 90 or 100.
Was that any sort of personal milestone for you to get 200s in a match?
Yeah, I've never done that before. It doesn't happen very often, so, you know, it'd be great if it happened a few more times in my career, but it probably won't. A law of averages saying that, but... Yeah, it's been a great start to the season. You can't ask for anything more. Obviously, got 100 in the uni game, and then obviously great win against Middlesex. Even though I didn't get any runs, but obviously the boys performed brilliantly, and then to be there at the end in this game is fantastic.
Mark Robinson said last night he felt that being skipper has galvanised you. It's given you a new lease of life. Is that the way you see it?
Probably, yeah. Captaincy's never not something I ever really, you know, aspired to doing. Certainly in Middlesex, it's just in the last few years I felt it would be a good thing for me to take on. You know, it's something, obviously I'm in my mid-30s now, so the last chance to sort of do it, and felt I'd be able to do a decent job. And, you know, obviously Robbo and Sussex agreed, so that's obviously a good thing. But I think it gives you extra motivation. You feel more... what's the word I'm looking for? You feel the wins and losses sort of more personally when you're captain. So, you know, winning is obviously fantastic.
Two big scalps. I mean, Middlesex and Warwickshire are big scalps at any time of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they're bookies' favourites. I think certainly Warwickshire. I think Warwickshire will still be up there. They've got a very good team. Middlesex are a very good team as well. Both very strong bowling teams. I think our bowling unit has maybe surprised a few, and it's been nice to be able to have four seamers running in instead of maybe three in the last few years. It's very handy for me to be able to, someone's not quite going so well, you can bring someone else on. John Lewis has been brilliant in that regard, coming into a new team, new environment, and obviously having Chris Jordan back for this game has been really good. Jimmy Anion gets you wickets, sometimes a bit expensive, but he gets you big wickets, you know, and turns games. And Steve McGoffin, everyone knows about him, he's done fantastically. And I thought Ash Saidi bowled really well as well, on a very unresponsive pitch.
In terms of batting as well, good to see Luke Wells back in the runs as well. I mean, he was dropped when he made plus four, when he made only four, but it, you know, went on and made, you know, capitalised on that.
Yeah, Mark Davis just spoke to us there and said that he thought that was what set up the game. I think he's dead right. I think the opening partnership was really important to get off to a good solid start, good solid positive start. And I thought Wells, he played really well after being dropped. There was a very good ball. You know, and if Ricky had been standing a second slip, probably would have been out, you know, so that was obviously handy for us. But Luke played really well after that, and he's a very strong character, and you know, not getting runs in the previous game doesn't really faze him, so he's a good one for the future.
And just a shame that Mark Robinson isn't here to enjoy the victory. You know, we think we know where he is, but have you texted him? Have you spoken to him?
He texted me and said obviously it was a good achievement and, you know, understated as always. And, you know, I just said good luck to him. So, you know, hopefully things go well from wherever he is. You know, he's in a very exciting place as well. Not only have we won here, but also he's you know, he's been talked about in glowing terms in sort of important circles. So, yeah, hopefully he's doing well today.
Ed, well done in the match. Many, many congratulations.
Thanks.
Cheers. Cheers, lads.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Cheers.
Take care. Cheers, Will. Take care.